Allah says, Ibn Mas'ud, Akhir Zaman, I can see who is saying Rasulullah is teaching Ibn Mas'ud. Ibn Mas'ud, Abdullah bin Mas'ud, Sunni, Shias, both have mentioned this. Not just the fact that women will become cruel, as this is in the tradition. It says that when women walk, their clothes will be so tight and they will sway as they walk. And in this way, it says that men as well, men will lose also haya as well. What is the clothing of Qawm al-Lut? Look, I'm just narrating the akhbar, by the way. What is Qawm al-Lut? Look at it and see. Men used to wear tight clothing. And you're seeing men now wearing the skinniest of jeans and the skinniest of tops. And I've always said, look, at least work out. You know, you've got a 40-inch waist gut coming out. Half of your belly is showing, man, if you're going to wear a tight top. But no, jokes to one side. The fact of the matter is this. Fact of the matter. Look at the tradition. Qawm al-Lut. Alamat of Qawm al-Lut. The signs was men was women. Seeing that. Gone is the 90s were the last time we had baggy clothing now. Baggy clothing have gone. Some of us, Lord, were from the 90s maybe wearing this, but everything now is tight. Again, speak to your marja about whether you should wear or not. We're not really put a past judgment. Riwayat. That's all we're quoting. Akhir Zaman will be like that. Now go deeper and see. What does it talk about? It talks about the social fabrics as well. Says the, and we narrated this tradition 3 nights ago, the cruelest person, shaqi, in terms of his heart, the cruelest person will be what? Be leaders of our communities. You're finding this. Tradition says this, cruelest of our communities. The biggest fasiq, the one who does all of the sins, will come forward, be the leaders of the communities. Says there will be a time where certain scholars as well, tradition says, will be selling their religions. Certain scholars will become materialistic. When materialism comes to the member, you find the entire nations become what? Materialistic. Why? Because it's an effect. Two people influence communities. Leaders of the community, scholars of the communities. Says that I'm introspecting myself. Look at myself first as well. Are we part of this movement? Are we part of this? Am I doing something that's causing harm to my community? I have to look at myself because each one of us are answerable to ourselves. The leaders of a family are answerable. Look at the hadith and see. You know what a father is? He's like a prophet over his family. If you yourself are not living Islam, and if you yourself are being hypocritical, don't ask your children to do something because they surely will not do it. Don't be hypocritical. Look at the riwayat and see how damning those riwayats are. Especially when it says this. It says inflation will rise. The system will be based on what? Interest. And then it goes forward. People will become such that they will start cheating each other. Look at the tradition. Who narrates this? Rasulullah, Allama Dastaghaib, narrates this within his book. You know what he says? He says this. He says that a person who goes from mosque to mosque, the curse of God will be upon that person if he's shortchanged or done something, what? To one of his fellow people. At least be a person who's not a khain in your communities. And you're seeing that you shortchange a person, you hurt a person, you abuse a person, you take a person's property lightly, you go and you pick something up and you take it away, you find something on the floor and you put it in your pocket. Look at the tradition and see the curse of Allah. Today you ask me, why isn't our du'as not answered? This is why your du'as are not answered. Look in the tradition and see a time will come when father and son will be separated from each other. They will not have respect for each other.